So for this inaugural episode of Courtside Sessions, I didn't have to go too far to find our first guest. Without further ado, we're here with Diadem Sports co-founder Evan Specht. How you feeling, Ev?
Feeling good, man. Awesome space we got here, huh?
Yes, sir. I mean, I'm pretty pumped that you gave us the green light to build this thing out and to put together a good product that I think is going to help a lot of juniors across the country.
Yeah, that's the vision. So, you know, I think what we've built in this room is cool, but what we've built in the company is even cooler. And from day one, the vision has always been about junior tennis players. That was our goal. That's why we started the company. That's who we were. Me and one of our co-founders, AJ Bartlett, we were just kids growing up Intermountain region playing tennis, and then we tried to go pro. And you know, at the end of the day, we wanted to go back and see how we could help juniors do things that we couldn't do.
Yeah, definitely. Talk a little bit about the difference in the landscape that you've seen playing juniors when you were a kid to now.
Well, it's definitely a lot more organized, I'll tell you that much. You know, we didn't have tennis recruiting. I made a recruiting tape at some dude's house and was sent it out in VHSs to colleges, just asking them to look me up and look at me play. So now it's very organized. It's very digital. It's very easy to access players in terms of seeing, you know, their results and what kind of play style they are, and if they fit into college. And a lot of colleges are looking at, what's your UTR? Are you an 11.7? All right, you can fit on my team. You're not, you can't. So it's definitely different, but at the end of the day, it's still competitive. It's still a lot of fun. Kids are traveling around, and it's expensive, you know, whether it's coaches, it's travel, it's equipment. And so our goal is to kind of help with that equipment side, at least.
Oh, 100%. And I think the Dynasty team, which is our junior sponsorship program, has had a lot of success there working with junior players and really helping them get equipment that's tailored to their game. You want to talk a little bit about what that process kind of looks like here?
Yeah, I mean, well, we have a lot of different options that they could do. I mean, you could just use our string, and, you know, if you like it and you like the spin or you like the feel or you like the color, you're good to go. Or we could go all the way and we could help customize your racket and equipment to fit your game exactly. The difficulty or the challenge with that is, you know, from age 12 to 18, you change a lot, you know, whether it's your strength, it's your goals, or maybe even your play style. You know, you might start with no backhand and you get a good coach and then you got a backhand. I never got one, so I wouldn't know. But at the end of the day, we are trying to help kids on that journey. And so what we've done with Dustin, our string technician and basically racket customizer guru, and the facility we've built here, we can kind of customize specifically for you, or we could at least put you in the range of what you want. So, you know, I think that if you are looking to kind of maximize your game, then we can do that for you.
Yeah, it's been really cool over the last 2 years or so to just see so many players come in, work with Dustin, get custom equipment, and then their game really takes off and moves up to a next level.
Yeah, and that's what we hope, and we love seeing those results. You know, we love seeing where a kid sends in, you know, I just won this level 7 for the first time, or I'm going to nationals this year. We love being a part of that journey. It's a journey we took. It's a journey we work on with a lot of coaches as well. So we work with the coaches on that side. We work with the high schools. We work with the colleges. But the core is working with the juniors. At the end of the day, they don't get the love and attention of maybe a top college player or a pro with any other brand or really any other outlet that they go through. So that's what we try to give to them. We try to give them that kind of pro experience.
100%. And along with that pro experience, we're doing a lot with our Dynasty team to help players get to the next level and play in college, which is something that you went through as a player coming up.
Yeah, I mean, for me, that was my goal. That was my ultimate goal. I didn't think about going pro until I was in college and some of my teammates had done pro before. So I think what we're trying to do is show them the pathway, give them the tools to get there, and just allow them to be a part of that really, really fun experience. It's just a whole nother level playing on a team, traveling together. You know, there's been kids that I've coached when I was coaching too, that maybe as a junior player, they, you know, were fighting with their parents, you know, I don't want to play this. Their parents are saying, we're spending all this money on you and you're not performing. Once you get to college and you're playing with a group of teammates and you feel that camaraderie and that like connection, you play so much harder. You know, it's just, it's so much more fun to have your teammates cheering you on and to close that fifth match out and to be like the hero for the team, as opposed to, you know, you and your mom traveling to a SoCal tournament and, you know, losing first round and being told that we're wasting money, you know? So it's different. It's also cool to play for the entire school. And then if you're lucky enough to get a scholarship and get classes for free and all that, you're actually getting basically paid to play, which is a really cool experience as well.
100%. And for a lot of the juniors, the recruiting process is a very tumultuous time. There's a lot of pressure on them. During this podcast, we're going to be able to focus a lot on tips for recruiting and other things. So I'd love to hear any thoughts you have on that.
Well, yeah, I mean, just to talk about that a little bit too, I mean, what I know that we're going to be doing with this podcast is bringing in a wide range of guests, basically, whether they're somebody that's helping those kids get to college, whether they're a coach, or whether they're just a, you know, a businessman who used to be a junior player, went to college and had all those like life experiences that they can share with juniors and parents that are listening in. I mean, to your question, tips and all that, I mean, at the end of the day, I was an assistant college coach just for a little bit. But even as a coach now or with the business, all I'm looking for is people that are willing to work hard, willing to fight, willing to give everything they got. So if I'm a coach looking at a junior player, whether they're using Diadem or not, I'll give them the nod if they are using Diadem maybe a little bit. But if they're using another brand too, if they're out there competing hard every single match, every single practice, you know, that's somebody that I would want on my team. So I know, you know, there's a lot of juniors out there that you go ups and downs. Life's crazy as a junior player, you know? I mean, and especially when you're trying to do something like go pro or go to college. In tennis, there's so many things going on, so many people that you're trying to get approval from. But if you can just keep your mind right, stay working on just making yourself better every day, but just competing 100%, you know, training 100%, you know, no wasted time, you'll see you're going to be the ones that they're looking at.
100%. And I'm really excited to connect with more coaches on this podcast, more players that have been through the process, and talk with them about what that's like for them. Another really exciting thing that you have going on in your life is you're a new father. And I think this podcast, Courtside Sessions, is going to have a lot of value for tennis parents as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I'm probably going to be just another tennis parent, even though I have the experience of coaching and playing and all that. You know, parents, they're hard on the kids, you know, they want the best for the kids, but they also expect a lot because they're investing their time, money, energy, and you know, the kids are going through so much that it's not as black and white or easy as like waking up at 30 years old and going to your job and doing your job. Like, you wake up at 15, 14, you know, you've been training all day, the day before you got school, you like this girl or you like this boy, you know, it's just, there's so much going on that you're trying to like wrestle with, that parents definitely need to understand it's not that easy. And there's a lot that parents can learn. Maybe sometimes they got to step back. Maybe sometimes they got to be more involved. Like, everybody's different, and then the kids are different. So hopefully in this podcast, we can have different outlooks. There's a lot of, I think guests will have that are parents of junior players, but they're also a coach and they've also been through it, you know? So seeing their outlook and their point of view compared to maybe, you know, just a tennis parent that, you know, maybe didn't play any sports. And now they're trying to throw their kids into this crazy sport where, at the end of the day, probably the kids that are going to be Novak Djokovic, they're training from 4 years old, like all day, every day. And they don't have a normal childhood. And is that really what, you know, you want for your kid? I mean, maybe, maybe not. I think the pathway to college, you know, you don't have to do that. And you can kind of grow and learn at your own pace. And maybe at 18, 19 is when it hits you and you start, you know, really playing at that high level and you decide, I can go pro. And that's okay now. You can go to college and then go pro. A lot of people do it. A lot of people are very successful at doing it. So there's just so many different ways to do it that I think this podcast and these conversations are going to give a lot of insight into that.
Definitely. And I think along with the parents, there's going to be a lot of coaches that can benefit from listening to the podcast as we bring on top coaches that are coaching some of the best pros in the world and running big academies and things like that. They're going to have a lot of great opinions that I think younger coaches especially can benefit from.
Yeah, and I think I always, especially when I was coaching, I looked at like, what are the great coaches doing? What are the great players doing? And it's interesting because if you looked at probably the top 20 players over the last 20 years, so you looked every year, what are the top 20 players? And you looked at all these hundreds and hundreds of players. They all came from a different upbringing. They all had a different training regimen. They all had different coaches. They all different place. I mean, there's so many ways to do it that there really is no wrong way. But I think what the consensus is the effort, the energy, the commitment, because there's so many people trying to go to college, so many people trying to go pro, that you to stand out, you got to be, you got to work harder than them. You got to be better than them. You know, you can't just be one of many. You got to be the cream of the crop. So I'm excited, too, to kind of hear what some of the top coaches, you know, their outlook and their opinion is on how a junior player can navigate through that crucial time of their life and move on to be something great.
Yeah, definitely. I'm very excited to connect with more coaches, top players, and industry professionals with the Courtside Session podcast so that we can really provide insight for junior players, parents, and coaches in the coming years and help them maximize their game the same way that Didem and Evan and the whole team here has been working to maximize the company and the products and everything that we're able to help players with.
Yeah, absolutely.
So thanks, Ev, for taking the time today. And yeah. Make sure you guys stay tuned because we have a lot of great action coming on the Courtside Sessions podcast.
All right, let's do it.
Cool. Bang. Easy.
It's pretty good.